Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Patricia Lloyd, capital L, small L-O-Y-D. Her address is 6185 West Flag, I'm sorry, Wagstaff, W-A-G-S-T-A-F-F Road, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-828-9084, ID XXX XX 1560, date of birth is 11-4-1952, 70-year-old, retired, single woman. Her insurance is Medicare. / Medi-Cal. Her pharmacy is Rite Aid-Paradise, 530-872-2700, is addressed to it's Dr. Jamal, capital J-A-M-A-A-L, alcohol, E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D. And this is the Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of intractable tremors, subparagraph, recent trials of medication, including propranolol, extended release on 20 milligrams daily. Comorbid problems, dyslipidemia, essential hypertension, atrial fibrillation, depression. Recent complaints, tinnitus, palpitations, arthralgias, persistent tremors, dear Dr. Alcohol, thank you for referring Patricia Lloyd for neurological evaluation. For Patricia was seen initially on February 9, 2023, but no dictation was returned from the transcription. New paragraph, she was seen today for reevaluation. Reporting no particular continued benefit on her current beta blocker for tremor. Subparagraph, she describes her tremor as involving her head and neck, as well as her upper arms, but not her lower extremities, of mild to moderate severity with increasing symptoms of jerking from time to time. Subparagraph, she denies any nocturnal tremor at rest or observation of limb movements at night to suggest restless leg syndrome. She denies any mouth-related symptoms. Her tremors do disappear in sleep. New paragraph. Following her initial examination, she completed the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study at Open Systems Imaging on March 20th, 2023, which showed a punctate left frontal parietal subcortical white matter focus with another focus in the right corona radiata of no significant changes. The basal ganglia were unremarkable. There was no volume loss in the hippocampi. A prominent linear susceptibility artifact was seen in the right periventricular white matter, abutting the right lateral ventricle, indicating a developmental venous anomaly. The 3D neuroquantitative post-processing results demonstrated decreased hippocampal volume by greater than one standard deviation, but less than two standard deviations. Of the hippocampi, there was decreased volume to the parietal gyri, right greater than left, and the temporal lobe. New paragraph, there was a tiny defect along the right temporal bone with a prominent cystic space in the diploic region measuring 4 by 0.7 by 3.2 centimeters, which appears stable. There was evidence of redemonstration of a slight extension of the right superior temporal gyrus through this bony defect. Patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening was also identified. New paragraph. Laboratory testing. Showed evidence of mineral deficiency and deficiency of vitamin B5 with no other unusual findings. Huntington's disease mutation analysis was negative. Copper and ceruloplasmin values were normal. New paragraph. Her clinical examination today continues to demonstrate this movement-related tremor involving her arms, head, and neck, but not her lower extremities. New paragraph. Her neurological examination demonstrates no inducible upper extremity, proximal or distal neuromuscular cogwheeling or rigidity on distraction maneuvers. The lower extremities, however, demonstrate slight to mild inducible rigidity without cogwheeling. New paragraph, she does report that she feels unsteady on her feet. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. This woman has symptoms, some symptoms that would suggest possible Parkinson's. New paragraph. By her report and observation, she hasn't responded successfully to beta blockers for her movement disorder. New paragraph. In consideration of her current clinical and laboratory findings, I'm giving her prescriptions for a therapeutic women's vitamin to initiate and low-dose carbidopa levodopa 25-100 milligrams to take 3 times a day. New paragraph, with the cerebral defects identified on MR imaging, we will schedule her for diagnostic electroencephalography. New paragraph, I'll see her back for reevaluation, consideration for adjustments of her treatment regimen, considering the possibility of medication for a dyskinesia. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.